Mexico is on the air. Another thrilling episode in the series of Jumbo Fire Chief programs, broadcast direct from the sawdust ring of the New York Hippodrome, before an audience of 4,500 people. The cast stars Jimmy Durante as Brainy Bowers, with Donald Novus, Gloria Grafton, Arthur Sinclair, APK, George Watts, and others. This program is sent to you for your enjoyment by Texaco service stations and dealers from coast to coast, who serve you with Texaco Fire Chief gasoline. The gasoline that meets the higher federal specification for fire engines, ambulances, and other emergency vehicles. The circus has pitched tent in Sheboygan, a town that has always been loyal to John A. Considine. By rerouting the show, Brainy Bowers managed to evade the marshal and the overhanging threat of an auction. Though the circus is short-handed because half of the performers have quit, Considine's loyal followers are in high spirits.
When you want to sing, be sure you do sing. I'm telling you, sing something. Try it to hum that dumb thing.
Sheboygan's turned out in a body for the circus.
It's like old times again, eh, Jericho?
Yes, but even if we do put on a show, the marshal's sure to come and confiscate the receipt.
No fear of that, Jericho. Brainy Bowers changed our plans overnight. So the marshal has gone to Fond du Lac while we're here in Sheboygan. It's the first sane thing Brainy ever did.
Well, I hope it works out all right, sir.
My lucky star is still watching over me. There's only one thing worries me, Jericho. That's me daughter, Mickey. Ever since she quarreled with Matt Mulligan Jr., she's been broken up.
Yes, I've noticed that, sir.
Jericho, go find her. Tell her that the Considine Wonder Show is playing tonight before a packed house. Maybe that'll cheer her up.
All right, sir. I'll go.
Mr. Considine.
Matt Mulligan Jr., what are you doing here? Buying for your father, eh?
Mr. Considine. How would you like to hire an acrobat who can double in brass and sing high notes?
What's the meaning of this?
Oh, the meaning is I can't live without Mickey. It's too much wear and tear in my heart. Listen, why don't you hire me? Call this the Considine Mulligan Show like it always was. Who'd pay a dime to see the Mulligan Circus after that?
Well, it's not a bad idea. Only I don't know how your being here is going to go with Mickey.
Put it up to her as a business matter.
It's a deal. Mickey! Mickey, me darling, come here.
What is it, Daddy?
Mickey.
Daddy, what's he doing in this tent?
Now, don't go flying off the handle, Dolph. You don't have to talk to him or even look at him. We're just going to use his name.
So that's the way you're driving the Mulligans out of show business, by putting their name over our heads.
Oh, Mickey.
I'm not answering you.
I see. You're afraid to talk to me because you know you're still in love with me.
Oh, I hate you. I can't bear the sight of you.
Saints preserve us. You're in love with him.
It's a black lie.
Mickey.
I'm not talking to you.
If you'll listen to me, it'll be pleasure enough. I've left my father's circus.
So you're willing to betray your own flesh and blood?
I am. Just to be with you. And we'll open the new enterprise with a love song between Miss Considine and yours truly.
Come on, Mickey. A duet of reconciliation and mutual affection between the two of you will be a great piece of showmanship. Go on, Matt. She'll join you.
With a song in my heart, I behold your adorable face. Just a song at the start, but it soon is a hymn to your grace. When the music swells, I'm touching your hand. It tells that you're standing here. And at the sound of your voice, heaven opens its portals to me. Can I help but rejoice that a song such as ours came to be? But I always knew I could live life through with a song in my heart for you.
With a song in my heart.
A song at the start,
a melody,
but it soon is a hymn to your grace. When the music swells,
I'm touching your hand. It tells that you're standing near, and at the sound of your voice,
as ours came to be.
But I always knew I could live life through
with a song in my heart,
a song for you.
Jumbo, trumpeting with joy as he sees the happy crowds of Sheboygan. I can never get tired of feasting my eyes on that beloved creature. That big, long-nosed brute.
Were you calling me, Chief?
Huh? Oh, it's you, Brainy Bowers.
Listen,
you know we're short-handed today. You'll have to help me out.
Chief, I'll do anything you say. I'll even be Hercules the Strong Man.
You a strong man.
You'll believe it. Why, I just took a correspondence course of 10 lessons with the Strongfoot Athletic Institute.
Well, you don't look any stronger to me.
Have patience, Chief. I just wrote them a letter. Have finished your course. Please send muscle.
Brainy, there are people in front of the free tent. And we've no one to announce the act.
I'll announce him, Chief.
There's only one trouble. All the freaks have quit. How can you show freaks that aren't there?
The freaks don't have to be there, Chief. The way I'll announce and describe those freaks, the people will actually think they're there, which they're not. Hurry, 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 folks. See the greatest attraction since the dawn of time. You're going to meet the funniest freaks you ever saw. First, let me introduce myself. Brainy Bowers, press agent for excellence.
Which of the freaks are you? Zip the what is it or the human anteater?
Take that back. I give you 2 seconds to take that back.
And what if I don't?
Then I'll extend the time. Folks, look on the platform to the right. Behind the curtain is Rosie, the fat lady. The fattest lady in the world. She's as big as a furry boot and has the same trouble getting into a slip. Who do you think she's married to? Bonesy, the living skeleton. But don't laugh. He makes a rattling good husband.
Why don't you let us go into that tent and see Rosie?
I'm sorry, folks. She's wearing that tent as a dress. And if I open it, she'll catch a cold.
What happened to Emma, the fat lady you had last year?
Poor Emma. Ain't she Emma? She was the loveliest mountain of avatapoise that ever sat on an elephant and made him bow-legged. But she was drowned while ice skating.
Why? Did she fall through the ice?
No, she fell down. And spring came before she could get up. And now, folks, on the platform to the left, I show you Micro, the midget.
Well, I don't see a thing.
That's because he's so small.
When I was here last time, you had a midget we could see.
Well, time marches on. The midget you report to, mister, got too big for us. A rich man bought him and put him to work in his car.
As a chauffeur?
No, as a radiator cat. Step inside, folks. Tickets only 10 cents apiece. One dime, one-fifth of a dollar.
What? One dime is a tenth part of a dollar.
You're thinking of the Coolidge days.
Freak. So far, we haven't seen a freak.
Now, where's Bonesy, the living skeleton?
Keep calm, folks. Bonesy is here, but he ain't feeling so good. Last night, he slipped through a hole in his pants and nearly choked to death.
This is a fake.
So far, we haven't seen a thing.
Let's go home.
Just a minute, folks. I have a special treat in store for you. You've seen Garble. You've seen Gable. You've seen Barrymore. But you never saw him. And now, let's just see him right in this tent. I'm going to show you a movie star that you've never seen before. I'll let you see him right now. Jellico, throw aside the curtains of the tent. There you are. Look at him.
Look at what?
Why, there's nobody there.
What kind of a movie star is that? We can't see anybody.
He's there. But you know why you can't see him? He's the Invisible Man.
Sheboygan. Whilst preparing for the first number, I'd like to thank you from the bottom of my heart for tonight's reception. I look on you as not as an audience, but as a great outpouring of old friends. And now, as the first number on the program, the great stars of yesteryear, the ladies and gentlemen who have thrilled you for so many years with their tricks and graces that made them famous. Ladies and gentlemen, Memories of Madison Square Garden, sung by my new partner, Matt Mulligan, Jr.
When the circus laid the garden down on Madison Square, a shining star on each trapeze and bar. Every social swell and Bowery bear applauded them there. They could stand up with the best of them then and do their share, strike the band up
gentlemen, the greatest of them all, a bareback rider who 50 years ago was the star of the Barnum and Bailey Circus, and at 75 years of age is still the leading bareback rider of the Considine and Mulligan combined shows. Miss Josephine DeMott Robinson. Balancing 50 feet in the air without the net, doing 3 individual somersaults in midair and landing on the wire.
Wonderful to have young Mulligan with us. If we only had the money now, why, we could tour the states as the greater combined Considine and Mulligan circus.
I've been working on that, Jellico. I've interested Jay Wickham of Fortescue, the leading merchant of this town, and he'll give us all the money we need.
That's what Mr. Fortescue called up today and left a message. He said he just found out from the bank that the check you gave him 3 days ago is no good.
I could have told him that 3 days ago. Jellico, take a bus and go to Mr. Fortescue. No. Take a taxi and go to Mr. Fortescue. No. Take a walk and go to Mr. Fortescue.
Right.
On second thought, take a letter.
Yes.
The Right Honorable J. Wickhamer Fortescue, Esquire, President of the Chamber of Commerce, Chairman of the Board of Trade, Honorary Mayor, and Deputy Police Commissioner. Dear Skinny. No doubt you remember, no doubt, but I'm Brady Bowers, a press agent, no doubt. Apostrophe. Yeah. And that I'm putting out the greater combined Considine and Mulligan circus, conceived, designed, and directed by myself.
Well, how do you spell conceived?
Rub it out.
Right.
And by the way, Jellico, write the whole note in big capital letters.
Why?
The old guy is hard of hearing. Proceed. This is the first circus that will have music and dancing girls in the most colossal ballet production. Hyphen. All my ideas for this ballet are original, which I've seen in Paris.
But you've never been to Paris, Mr. Bowers.
I know, but I've seen the postal cards.
Oh. Well, here, tell him the story of the ballet, Mr. Bowers. Who's going to be the hero?
Who's going to be the hero? The man who puts up the money. Continue with the letter. Mr. Fortescue, this is a chance of a lifetime. I have turned down an offer of $500,000 in cash for a 10% interest in my circus. But I will take you in for $2,500. Underline, I will take you in.
Right.
Let me hear Let me hear from you by return check. P.S. Can you let me have $10 as down payment? Send the money special delivery or I will call in person. Another P.S. If you don't get this letter, let me know and I'll write you another. A third P.S. Why haven't we heard from you? A fourth P.S. I'm beginning to resent the way you ignore my letter. P.S. number 5. You don't have to hi-hat me like this. I may not have your money, but I got my pride. And I don't like the way you're giving me the runaround. As far as I'm concerned, we can call the whole deal off. Jellicoe, tear up the letter. I won't have a thing to do with a snob like that.
Right. Mr. Bowers, here. Look who's coming into the tent. The United States Marshal.
The Black Death. How did they find us? I told him we'd be in Fond du Lac.
He looks very angry, and he's carrying a pair of handcuffs.
This looks like another winter in the South for me. That plant are by the sea.
Well, I better run and tell Mr. Considine.
No, let me. I can run faster.
Stop. Stand where you are, Brainy Bowers.
Oh, how do you do, Marshal? A pleasure to see you.
So, you told me you were out in the circus of Fond du Lac, and you sneak open the opposite way to Sheboygan.
Well, I was non-compass mentis.
What does that mean?
I lost my compass.
You lost your compass, eh? You took me 300 miles out of my way. But at 3 o'clock today, I found out where you were, tore up the roads, and here I am.
You couldn't have made that time unless you used Texaco Fire Chief gasoline.
Of course I use it.
I didn't know you had that much brain. It puts you in a different light.
Why?
Because I've got a 5% interest in a Texaco filling station in Albuquerque. And a traveling man like you is bound to be a potential customer. Any man that uses Texaco Fire Chief is a pal of mine. And now that we're pals, I'm going to bid you a fond farewell.
Just a minute. Where are you going?
Listen, we're short-handed and I got to lead the parade of the clowns.
Well, to show you I'm a real pal, I'll let you do your number. And after the number, I'll even let you use my car.
You're a better man than I thought you were. Picture me riding around in an official car, greeting all my friends. What kind of a car is it?
A patrol wagon.
It's chicanery. That's the word.
You, Mr. Bowers, you've got to lead the march of the clowns into the circus ring. The tent's crowded with children clamoring for the clowns.
Okay, Jellicoe. Bring on the clowns! Thank you.
what are you doing here?
I just impounded all the money at the box office. I'm waiting for Brainy Bowers.
Marshal, I don't care what you do. As long as we have a tent over our heads, we'll go playing from town to town. You'll never break the spirit of the circus. Will he, boys?
Never!
Daughters and sons from Maine to California will hurry along the nation's highways to spend Thanksgiving at home. The universal desire to share this joyous holiday with those closest to us is deep-rooted in every American heart. And may I remind car owners that you will add greatly to your enjoyment if you drive with Texaco Fire Chief gasoline. Fire Chief is a favorite with tourists from coast to coast. During 1935, more tourists bought Fire Chief than any other single brand of gasoline. Fill up with a tank full of Texaco Fire Chief at your neighborhood Texaco station before you start your holiday drive. Enjoy extra anti-knock smoothness, greater sustained power, more miles to the gallon, the kind of performance that makes long trips more pleasant. Drive with Texaco and save. What will the marshal do with them? And those two young lovers, Mickey and Matt Jr., can their patched-up romance possibly last while their father stubbornly refused to come to terms with one another? Tune in next Tuesday for further development. This is Louis A. Witten speaking for the Texas Company. The Jumbo Fire Chief program is written by Ben Hecht and Charles MacArthur, with music by Richard Rogers and Lawrence Hart, with Charles Henderson singing Razorbacks and Adolf Deutsch, musical director, under the supervision of Billy Rose. As I say goodnight, remember, whenever you hear the siren and bell, think of Texaco. Included in tonight's music was "With a Song in My Heart" from "Spring Is Here." This is the National Broadcasting Company.
WEAF, New York.